KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a shower and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms to continue through about 10 a.m. Some of those could and are producing heavy rain. We'll have a high near 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. We do have some weather-related announcements for you on this Memorial Day 2013. The Atlantic Memorial Day services will take place at the Atlantic High School Auditorium instead of the cemetery. And that is due to the weather. Once again, Atlantic's Memorial Day services at the high school auditorium beginning at 10 a.m. Also, help is needed to help to set up chairs at around 8:30 a.m. for services in the Exira Legion Center. The VFW Post 51 Memorial Day service at the Jacksonville, Bethany, and Kimbleton cemeteries today have been canceled. The groundbreaking ceremony for the New Century Arts Center in Kimbleton has also been canceled. You can find those and other weather-related announcements as they receive them on KJAN at KJAN.com. Go to the cancellations page. While powerful thunderstorm has knocked out power to thousands of people in western Iowa, MidAmerican Energy reports that nearly 3,300 customers were without power as of 6:45 this morning. More than 2,350 of those customers are in the Council Bluffs area. Officials report that falling trees and limbs damaged buildings and vehicles beneath, but no injuries have been reported. Heavy rain and some hail were also reported. Here in Atlantic, we received pea-sized hail and heavy rain at around 3:40 a.m. News time is 7:08.
Discover new galaxies with great deals from U.S. Cellular on the latest Samsung Galaxy devices, including the next big thing, the Samsung Galaxy S4, for just $199.99. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
You've seen it. You want it. And here's where you can get it. The Galaxy S4 for just $199.99 at your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic. Rex Pharmacy.
Ask any small business owner and we'll tell you.
There's nothing small about us.
People may call us the little guys,
but we are much bigger than that.
Together, we are America's backbone, and we stand with U.S. Cellular because U.S. Cellular stands with us.
Save up to $200 per line with our Better Business Package. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. Certain restrictions apply. See store or uscellular.com for details.
Do you want to save up to $200 per line for your business cellular? Come see us. We're a small business, too. Your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
A traffic stop for a suspected impaired driver early this morning led to a chase, the arrest of the driver, and a second person on unrelated charges. The Red Oak Police Department says just before 1 a.m., an officer attempted to stop a 1994 Buick Regal Custom in the 200 block of 200th Street. The driver, later identified as 22-year-old Justine Cherie Powers of College Springs, led the officer on a pursuit into north central Montgomery County. The patrol car and Powers' vehicle collided when Powers conducted a U-turn. Both vehicles sustained minor damage. At around 1:10 a.m., Powers stopped her car in the driveway of a residence at 2383 140th Street and took off on foot into the home. Officers entered the residence and arrested Powers on charges of driving while under revocation, attempting to elude a police pursuing police vehicle, interference with official acts, and for numerous traffic violations. The woman was being held in Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. During their investigation of the residence, deputies arrested 54-year-old Robin Clark Latham of rural Red Oak on valid warrants out of Ringgold and Decatur counties for failure to appear for failure to pay child support. Latham was being held in Montgomery County Jail and for the respective counties. The Red Oak police officers were assisted during and after the incident by deputies from Cass and Montgomery counties. A traffic stop in Omaha has resulted in the recovery of a Council Bluffs child taken from the Iowa Department of Human Services foster care and the arrest of his biological mother. Authorities in Council Bluffs said Sunday evening that police in Omaha had arrested 40-year-old Dana Smith at around 1:50 p.m. Sunday, and Smith's son, 4-year-old Nicholas Patterson, was taken into protective custody. Smith was being held in the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on charges of third-degree kidnapping and second-degree burglary. Officials say a citizen who saw a news release about the missing child and his mother recognized the pair, even though she disguised the boy in girl's clothing. The child was placed into protective custody, but on Friday, his mother allegedly took him without authorization. Nicholas has since been placed back into protective custody through the Department of Human Services. No injuries were reported following an accident that occurred in front of the fire station in Red Oak late Sunday morning. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says a stoplight in front of the Red Oak fire station was red so that an ambulance could pull out and respond to a call. A Chevy Blazer driven by 49-year-old Charles Lyford of Red Oak was stopped at the light, but another Chevy Blazer driven by 36-year-old Salvador Ramos of Red Oak was unable to stop in time. Ramos's SUV rear-ended Lyford's vehicle. Ramos was cited for following too close. Damage amounted to $5,700. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
The price you need and the service you deserve. That's what you can expect from Rex Pharmacy. This is Josh.
And Matt. The high cost of medication is on everyone's mind these days. And if you need multiple medications each month, it can leave you wondering just how you're going to pay for it all, especially if you don't have insurance.
With the new script card program at Rex Pharmacy, you'll save on all your prescriptions. And there are over 300 preferred medications that are just $4 for a 30-day supply or $10 for a 90-day supply. With this program, we're able to offer you much-needed relief from the rising cost of healthcare, whether you're insured, underinsured, or uninsured.
And there are other benefits to being part of this program. When you stay consistent and get all of your prescriptions and other medications here, we can more accurately track your medications and screen for potential problems, reducing your risk for adverse drug interactions and side effects. The script card program is also accepted at Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy.
The program is free and available to everyone, so stop in and sign up today, or get more information at rexpharmacyonline.com.
Rex Pharmacy, the price you need,
the service you deserve, in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Aileen Nancaro, age 96, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Aileen Nancaro will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Phyllis A. Taylor, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial graveside services for Phyllis Taylor will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Grant Cemetery in Grant. The Selgren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Era Anderson, age 86, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Era Anderson will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mabel Bud Henley, age 79, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Mabel Henley will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. James Katzer, age 76, of Persia, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A mass of Christian burial service for James Katzer will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Thelma Hammond, age 99, of Corvallis, Oregon, died January 10th. Graveside services for Thelma Hammond will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. The DeMoss Durden Funeral Home and Crematorium of Corvallis has the arrangements. Roger Newell, age 68, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Roger Newell will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Irma Chalfant, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Chalfant will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Izetta Bopp, age 100, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Izetta Bopp are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help.